Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to Hebrews 10, please, this evening. Well, let's see, 2 Corinthians 4, I should have told you. And then Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 is good for tonight, but let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 like we usually do. For those of you that haven't been with us, in these Friday night sessions every week for a number of weeks now, we've been teaching on the subject of the spirit of faith. And faith is so vitally important. You know, before I strike out teaching on something like this, a series or a single, anything, I seek the Lord. And I know there's a lot of different things in the Word to teach about. And I know that people have different things that they're believing for or different things that they might be deficient in. They need to be enriched, need to be fed in different areas. And so I'm believing the Holy Ghost knows a lot more than I do. And He leads us to deal with what is most pertinent and what is most necessary at the time. And so I'm believing a good dose of faith every week on Friday night has been the most pertinent for now. We've been talking about the spirit of faith. How many believe faith is important?
Yes.
Is it vital?
Yes.
Is it necessary to be victorious in life? It's necessary to be saved. Can you be saved without faith? Let me ask that again. Think about it. Is it possible to be saved without faith? Impossible. Right? For it's by grace through faith that we're saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. Can you please God without faith? Are you sure? I mean, there's not any other circumstances that you could do something without faith and it would please God. Can you pray a prayer that pleases God, but it's not a prayer of faith? Can you do a work? Can you give an offering that pleases God, but it's not in faith? It has to be in faith or it's unacceptable. The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The scripture said, I tell you, I get as excited about faith as about eating anything or doing anything or enjoying anything or going anywhere. I get happy just thinking about faith because I know what it's done for me. Amen. And we're just started down this path. How many faith people do I have in here tonight? You'd say, I'm a faith man. I'm a faith woman. I'm a faith person.
Amen.
Glory to God of a faith God.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 4, let's read our text and go on, you know, like I do, review half the night. And or whatever the Lord deals with us to do. The reviewing's good too.
Amen.
Sometimes I know a fellow, he heard this certain message, I think it was 15 times before he got it. He came a-hollering and he thought, I've heard this thing, I've heard you preach that 15 times. I got the tapes. I've listened to one of that one tape 15 times, and the 15th time I got it. I heard what you're talking about. Well, the Holy Ghost revealed it to it. It's not because the Holy Ghost is slow. If there was any slowness, it would be on the human side, right? But even if you feel like you've been slow on some stuff, just stay with it, right? Just stay with it and keep on and you'll get it. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13, he says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Principal parts of faith are believing and speaking.
Amen.
That is how you get born again, isn't it?
Yes.
What are Romans 10, 9 and 10? What does it talk about? How do you get born again? How do you get saved? You believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and then you do what? Confess with your mouth that He is Lord. Believing in the heart, confessing with the mouth, you got the greatest miracle you'll ever believe for. Any healing, in one sense, is a lesser miracle compared. You didn't get healed spiritually. You were recreated.
Yes.
Born again. A new creation, you're called. That's not repair work done on an existing structure, which is what healing is. Healing's repair work. Restoration. Even replaced a miracle of replacing a body part that wasn't there or something. That's not like the miracle of your inner man, your spirit being completely made a new creation. You've already believed for one of the biggest things you can believe for.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. You've already believed for one of the biggest things you can believe for.
Amen.
Why couldn't you believe for a healing?
Amen.
Or money to pay your bills?
Amen.
Or whatever it is you need to believe for. Somebody said out loud, I can believe God. My faith works.
My faith works.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Now go over to Hebrews 10. He said, we have the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith Moses had when he stretched his rod out over the Red Sea and it parted.
Amen.
Same. There's not four or five different Holy Ghosts. Not four or five different sources of faith. Same spirit of faith that was in David when he faced Goliath. And one. Same spirit of faith that was in Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost. Same spirit of faith that was in Jesus as he walked the earth teaching and healing and ministering. That spirit of faith that was in Jesus and is in Jesus is in me and in you. We are to be overcomers. We are to be more than conquerors. Amen. Never say, I can't believe that. I don't know if I can believe. I don't know if my faith is up for that. If you need it, then believe that your faith is up for it.
Yes. Amen.
In Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 35th verse. Hebrews 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Faith doesn't cast away its confidence. Faith doesn't grow impatient and quit. Faith doesn't draw back. Faith steps out.
Amen.
Amen. How many realize anything that you've received in faith in past days and years of your life, you stepped out?
Amen.
You had to step out some way or another. And when you stepped out obeying God and stepped out in faith, He met you. Met your needs. Now chapter 11, all this goes together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If it's faith, the word hoped for could also be translated expected. If it's faith, if you're in faith about it, then you don't see it or feel it, and it hasn't happened yet in this realm that you can see and feel. It hasn't happened yet. You don't see it or feel it if you're in faith about it. You hear people say, I've seen it on billboards. I've seen it in books. I've heard it on TV and radio. Well, seeing is believing. That is not a verse. That's the opposite of the scripture. Seeing is not believing. Seeing miracles doesn't give you faith either. I mean, you can stand right in front of a miracle. You can see a miracle in front of your eyes and walk away doubting.
That's right.
You can say, well, I don't know what that is, but they rigged that some way or another. I don't know. They put that on. I don't know what that is. No, they just made that up. They just got excited. And it's hypnosis. It's this. It's that. You don't have to believe just because you see and hear a miracle around about you. Faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you have to decide if you're going to believe what you heard.
Amen.
And if you don't want to believe it, you won't believe it. But people say, well, if I'd see a healing, I'd believe in it. It'd be too late to believe in it. Are you with me now? If you're believing that you're healed, you don't look healed, you don't feel healed, healing is not manifested in your body yet. If you looked healed and you felt healed, you wouldn't need to believe you're healed. It's too late to believe you're healed. You feel it. You see it. You know, somebody said, well, when the money comes, I'll believe it. It's too late to believe it. When it's there. Right? Well, I'll believe y'all got all this paid for when I see it. But then you're not helping us at all. You're dragging. We're having to pull you along. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you won't. When you see it, you see it. That's not believing. We're in faith about Jesus. We haven't seen Him. We haven't seen heaven, but we believe it. Right? We can believe it because we hadn't seen it. One day we're going to see it. Amen. Going to see Him. Going to see heaven. Then we'll be seeing. Till then we believe it. Amen. You believe it before you see it, before you feel it. I've had people say, you kind of wrinkle an eyebrow and go, well, I'm not going to believe I got something I can't see or feel. Completely ignorant about the nature of faith. That's the only way you would be believing, is if you didn't see it or feel it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected, the evidence of things not seen. If you're in faith about it, you don't see it, you don't feel it, it hasn't happened yet. But you believe it. Amen. You're calling that bill paid, you're calling that house sold, there's not one buyer in sight, there's nothing in the natural to make you think it's sold, but you believe it's sold. So you say, I'm calling it sold. Somebody says, what about that house? It's sold. You mean you already got a contract? No, I believe it's sold. You mean it's sold? No, I said, I believe it's sold.
Amen.
You see the difference now?
Yep.
You already got a contract? No. Well, then it ain't sold. Yeah, by faith it is.
Amen.
I'm calling it sold. I believe it's sold.
Amen.
Are you with me now?
Amen.
That car's, I'm calling that car paid for. I believe it's paid for. Well, you still making payments on it? Yeah. Well, then it ain't paid for. Well, no, I believe it's paid for.
Yes.
If it was already paid for, I wouldn't need to be believing it was paid for. I'm calling it paid for. If it was already paid for, wouldn't need to be calling it paid for. I'd be using my faith on something else. Are y'all with me? I know this sounds redundant, but it's important to go over these things. These are so important, so basic.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.